This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Starting at KER Politics this week, we're going to focus a little bit about what's going on with the Democratic Party, the Democrat Socialist Party. Starting out with a gentleman who knows more about this probably than almost anybody. His name is John Mabutier. John is a published author. His most recent book is called The Obama Identity. He is a former U.S. congressman. He was also a regular every Sunday night on the Fox Network. Mr. Mabutier, a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Alex, for having me. Good to be on.
It's a pleasure. I've got a real simple question for you to start. And that is, as you and I were talking off the air, do you feel that the Democratic agenda is going to work in 2020, that they're going to garner a majority of the votes?
Well, it might, because we got to talk about what's happened to their agenda. It's in the Bill Clinton main part of his presidency, they were a moderate, slightly left-wing, but mostly moderate party.
Mm-hmm.
They are now rapidly becoming the party of Bernie Sanders. Ironically, he's not a member of the Democratic Party. Wasn't a Democrat when he ran against Hillary. But we can see what's happened to that party. I mean, in the 2016 Iowa caucuses, 44% of the Democrats who voted in those caucuses self-identified themselves as socialists. This is what is happening at the base of that party. Bernie Sanders, Western European-style democratic socialism, is what they're adopting. And as we said to each other off the air, their agenda is going to be Medicare for all, which politically will sell for a while. Free college tuition for people making under $150,000 a year. And mandatory paid family leave. That's right out of Sweden and Western Europe. Yes, it will bankrupt the country financially, but we're headed that way anyway. And I think it will have a lot of political appeal, definitely in their primaries, and then maybe in the general election.
You know, I guess the question I have, John, is, knowing a little bit about economics, I have to say that, knowing a little bit about politics, I have to say that the concept of free tuition, the concept of what I would call health care for all, et cetera, it'll do more. I mean, yes, it's impossible because it will bankrupt the country. From an economic standpoint, there is no way that all of the giveaway programs are going to work.
Correct. They can't work.
No.
However, in the short run, you asked about 2020. Politically, could that party get elected on that? And they might. They might.
Hmm.
They might. I mean, the Republicans have to be able to argue very cleverly against these things without looking like you're an ogre and you're against it.
Yep.
And the problem is they've so botched up the repeal of Obamacare that the Republicans sort of own health care now. And
yep.
It's not a popular thing, right? So if Bernie comes along, or Kamala Harris, or Elizabeth Warren, whoever they come up with, and those candidates start arguing for Medicare for all, and the Republican tries to say, well, wait a sec, we can't afford that. Bernie's going to come back and say, well, look, you had the power. You could have fixed this thing. You made it worse. So you've lost your standing to argue with me about Medicare for all. We're going to just tax the billionaires and take some money away from the defense budget, and we can pay for health care for everybody. That's what they'll say.
Yeah, I realize that. I mean, that's pretty logical. Of course, that's what they're going to say. My question is, I think if you take this one step beyond, as the old TV show used to go, you know, you look at, like, the lady up in your neck of the woods, Miss Cortez. You look at what she's doing. You look at her actions. You look at I hate to use this because she's such a bad example of a politician, in my opinion, and that's Maxine Waters. But, you know, if Cortez can sell herself possibly as another Barack Obama, you know, she's about as much of a rookie right now as Obama was when he was elected the president. And she's got a lot of appeal in the sense that she's a good-looking Latina. She is, you know, she has positioned herself as somebody who grew up the hard way, even though she grew up in a very, very wealthy part of New York, and people are believing that. And I have to tell you, she may sell, in my opinion, and that scares me. What about you?
Well, first of all, I would not quite say she's the same level where Obama had been a state senator for a long time in the Illinois State Senate, and then he'd been a U.S. senator for 4 years. This girl was a bartender last year and is now the Democratic nominee for a House seat. She's got a ways to go to get to the level where Obama was. I mean, he was a U.S. senator for 4 years before he became president.
Okay, I'll buy that. I'm going to give you credit for that, but I'm also going to say that this woman shows very, very well to what I call the something-for-nothing crowd.
Oh, totally. Oh, that's where they're at. But I'm not surprised in retrospect that she won her primary here, because the district that she is going to now represent, 55% Latino,
yeah,
20-some-odd percent African-American, 5% Asian. There are almost no whites left in that part of Queens and the Bronx where she comes from, even though the guy she beat was an old-time Irish Paul, you know, Joe,
yeah,
Crowley,
right,
who didn't even live in the district. He lives in Virginia.
Right.
So he was waiting to be toppled, and she did it. But, yeah, look, she's the rock star of the left. They're taking her all over the Midwest to campaign. And I think this, I get very worried about where we're headed politically and economically. That you can sell that agenda to a lot of Americans without them saying, well, yeah, I really like the idea of Medicare for all, but how are we going to pay for it? Who's saying that? What public people are saying that anyway about regular Medicare?
Yeah.
It's going to run out in 10 years.
Yep. Well, it's kind of scary because, unfortunately, I happen to agree with you. I think they could win, as angry as that makes me. And the reason I say that, you know, you don't know me from squat, but our listeners know me pretty well. I mean, I never got anything out of life that I didn't work for. I never got a bigger piece of the pie than what I put in. And I have to say, in my opinion, that philosophy, number one, treated me very well, and number two, it's what made America great, in my opinion. If we lose that to a major extent in 2018 or in 2020, I say it's bye-bye U.S. of A. I'm going to give you the final word, sir.
Well, I try to stay positive. You know, I don't think it is going to be bye-bye USA. We always fix our problems, but it sometimes takes a little longer than we want. We needed to address the current entitlement programs in order to save them. And we have punted that ball. We didn't do it under the last Republican president. Obviously, Obama didn't do it. And Trump has refused to do it. And if we don't fix them, and they're on the verge of going broke in the mid-2020s, you know, we will have forsaken, I'm talking about Republicans now, we always had the reputation on economic and defense, we were the adults in the room.
That's right.
And we have frittered that away. And no longer are we the ones who people turn to say, hey, this guy knows how to fix it. And it's a terrible shame.
I agree 100%. It is a terrible shame. John Boutier, we're going to get you back on the program. I like what you're talking about. You're certainly as well qualified as anybody I know to discuss these issues. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, after the commercial break, we're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing on with KER Politics. You know, I got to make a confession here. My confession is some of the people in the Democrat Socialist Party are making me so angry I'm starting to think emotionally as opposed to rationally. I got my buddy Dr. John Huber on the line with me right now. John, why am I doing this? I thought I was a pretty smart guy. I thought I could control my emotions, but I got to tell you, between Ms. Ortez from New York and between Maxine Waters and some of the other people, and of course Al Sharpton and all those guys, I am so angry. I am acting irrationally, and I'm sure the rest of the country is too. Why is that, John?
Well, you have to look at a few things. First of all, the current group of socialists, you know, they run it under the Democratic monarchy, and they're not the same. They're not the Democrats that we had in the 80s and the 90s. This is a whole generation that is going after votes through, like, the millennials. And a lot of the millennials feel this need for entitlement and empowerment. And so socialism is a political model that fits a lot of their personal internal belief sets. Now, the problem is you're an economist and you look at numbers and you rationalize, and there's not an example where socialism has worked. I mean, look at Venezuela. You know, everybody was all behind that talking about how great it is, but you don't hear anything about it now because it is so bad, the situation down there right now. The media doesn't want to cover it because then they have to turn around and say, oh, just 2 years ago we were telling the world this is the way we all need to be. And it's not a functional model. It doesn't work. So what happens is when you think rationally, you can easily explain, here's the principles, you know, when you're using other people's money. So when you think rationally, you identify that way. So these politicians, you know, some Republicans do it in a different direction as well, but when they don't have the data behind them, they stir up the stimulus response. I think we talked about it before in relationship to specific politicians, how the media has trained us, much like Pavlov's dog, to immediately go to emotionality, and, you know, the fight or flight mechanism kicks in your brain and you no longer think logically. And that's what they've done. And it doesn't matter how smart you are, your body physically responds in that set. So you automatically are in your emotional state. It's an agitated, angry state, and it's hard to control that. And they know it, and that's how they continue to prosper, because they get on people's emotional bandwagon, and they ride that all as far as they can down the road. And it gets a lot of people a lot of places.
Doc, let me tell you this. I mean, I hate to say it, but it is almost in my mind. Now, admittedly, the past 3 weeks I've been pretty sick, and our listeners are aware of that, and so I haven't been thinking very rationally. C. diff does that to you. But anyway, having said that, I always thought that I could totally control my emotions, but these people are making me so angry, whether it's some of the columnists for the New York Times, whether it's some of the columnists for the Washington Post, whether it's Maxine Waters, who I just can't believe she's in a position of authority, you know, and this Ms. Ortez, wherever she's going, they flat out and out lie to people, and I just get livid when I see the press carrying that as if it's okay. What am I going to do, John?
Well,
start drinking?
No, don't start drinking. It's not worth that. The morning after hurts too much at my age, so. What we do know is that misery loves company, first of all. Second of all, we've got a media that we thrive off readers and listeners and viewers. Mm-hmm. So we try to give the public what they want. And unfortunately, we've made a mistake starting in public education, where we don't teach actuality anymore. We teach kind of a headline model of education, just like social media does. You get a headline and it says one thing. Yeah, if you actually read what they said, it tells you something totally different, but they know people want to see that headline and they get more likes and more followers that way. And unfortunately, we're not teaching critical thinking in our education system, even at the college level anymore. It's very disturbing in a lot of ways, because critical thinking would make you function rationally And again, we have a lot of our teachers who get really emotionally wrapped up because of that stimulus response mechanism we were talking about. And they take that into the classroom and they teach the kids to respond off of that as well. And I'm concerned. I mean,
I'm very concerned. I saw what happened to me.
Yes. And you're a rational person. Think about these kids who haven't been taught to think rationally at this point. And all of a sudden, this stuff is going on. What happens to the person sitting in the parking lot next to them talking on the phone and they blow up, you know? And we kind of know. We see it, you know, we see it in these mass shootings. We see this in these outbursts that we have on, you know, the floor of Congress. And it's not rational. I mean, look at the process that we're going through with the Mueller and all that investigation with Russia, and we're not even talking about Russia anymore. They're charging people with things far beyond the scope of what that investigation was supposed to be, and they're doing it and they're getting away with it because it elicits the appropriate emotional response from the population. The media is not giving them a hard time for saying it. I mean, it's really scary. It really is.
Well, John, let me ask you this. Is this basically some type of devious plan where somebody has realized, somebody in media or somebody even above the media perhaps, has realized you can control people through their emotions and that's what they're trying to do right now? That's pretty scary. Is that what's going on?
Yes. I think that's going on. I think our politicians understand that. And, I mean, but at the same time, what do we get? We get a president who tweets out something ridiculous, and the media spends the next 10 days focused on what he's tweeting out.
Right.
And I get all these people who are upset about that, and they're saying, what a fool. What's he doing? I go, man, he's not a fool. He knows he can get the media chasing after that for the next 10 days, and he can get stuff done. He's actually done a lot of positive things.
Of course he has. Of course
that
he has.
If the media had been watching what he was doing, they could have shut it down. He was smart enough to, hey, I'll let them say I'm a buffoon. You know, I'll play Columbo, and I'll send this out there, and they'll chase after that wild goose, and I'll stay here at the farm, and I'll build the barns we need, and we'll have a nice farm when it's all said and done.
Well, so, I got to tell you this, John. I'm kind of running out of time here, but I have to tell you this real quick. Number one, I really appreciate your insight because it's taught me something about myself. But number two, I'm truly starting to understand the magnitude of the problem that's facing some of the people here in the United States. It is pretty, pretty scary. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking more about this from a rational standpoint as we do with Dr. John Huber with my next guest, Lowell Ponte. John, always a pleasure. Thank you so much, man.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com. Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. Got a really interesting fellow on the line with me right now. We happen to have an awful lot in common. His name is Lowell Ponte. Mr. Ponte, philosophically, from a political standpoint, is coming from exactly the same place that I am. We're going to share some war stories about our experience in what I would have to call the political sector. Me on the radio, and Lowell also is a published author, and he's been on over 300 radio stations. Pretty outgoing guy. Lowell, the one thing that really made me angry that occurred this past week is when Maxine Waters approved the desecration of an American flag in the vicinity of her office, and taking it one step farther, she rationalized why those folks did that. Saw absolutely nothing wrong with it. What's your opinion, Lowell?
Well, Maxine Waters, a member of the Progressive Caucus, which means she doesn't really even want the United States to survive. The Progressive Caucus has long been affiliated with Democratic Socialist of America. She has long been a demagogue. When there were riots in Watts a couple of decades ago, for example, and people were being severely beaten, for example, a truck driver was dragged from his truck and his head was smashed in, or nearly smashed in fatally, by a concrete block used by the protesters. Maxine Waters not only accepted that, she praised it. She praised the protesters and invited them to her office for a special celebration of what they were doing. So this is nothing new. She's always been a fanatic. She's always benefited from that. She's also very wealthy because she's used her position in the government. By the way, she would be head of, effectively, the banking committee if the finance committee of that dimension if Democrats were to take the House in November.
Isn't
just that something to ponder.
Yeah.
So we would have an outright socialist in charge of banking in the United States. But no, she's done shocking things for a long time. Oh, to me, one of the most interesting is a decade or so ago, there was major flooding in the Midwest, and Maxine Waters, whose vote was needed to pass the measure, insisted that the bill to authorize assistance for flooded farmers in the Midwest include a provision that $100 cash money would be given to every one of her constituents in her district in South Los Angeles.
There was no
reason for that, of course. That had nothing to do with the flooding. She just wanted the money to buy votes with. And so she got it.
What is our country coming to is about the only comment I can make. What is our country coming to? You know, it's getting worse and worse and worse, and I don't want to single out anybody because there are good people and bad people on both sides of the equation, but I have to say that the woman makes me very angry, but she is an opportunist. There's no question about that. She has done very, very well in her political career, and not by
and she and her husband own their own bank, which has had very dubious legal and monetary transactions involved with it. But of course, she is largely immune from government prosecution.
I guess my question is, you know, I kind of earlier in the week on a daily editorial, I was somewhat negative about, for example, Ron Paul, because I said, you know, what has the Institute for Peace and Prosperity really accomplished to date? And I guess my question is here, how can we accomplish putting an end to this travesty that's going on from a societal standpoint in the United States, Lowell?
Well, the great fear, as Ronald Reagan said, is that freedom is never more than one generation away from destruction. It has to be retaught and recommitted to with every generation. Or, as Thomas Jefferson said, we need a new revolution with each generation as freedom, as a willingness to assert the people over the government is reestablished with each generation. Now we have a millennial generation, 40% of whom say they favor socialism over capitalism, which is to say capitalism or libertarianism is really nothing but a belief in liberty. And that has to include, by definition, economic liberty.
Of course.
Meaning government should be out of your pocket. Your life should not be lived for government. Government's life is supposed to be lived for you. They are supposed to be your servants, not you theirs. But progressivism as a movement in both the Republican and Democratic Party has been gradually taking over every aspect of our government, such that now, 100 years on into progressivism, we're looking at a world where there really is a deep state, where the unelected government, made up of journalists and judges and bureaucrats, has the ability to challenge the elected government of the people. And this is frankly appalling. This
I got to tell
we're
you,
being governed. Yeah, go ahead.
I have to tell you, Law, I don't mean to interrupt you, and I apologize for that, but that is perhaps the most efficient, most accurate definition of the deep state I've ever heard in my life. And I thank you for bringing that up on the show. You know,
And by the way, the media is losing its minds, as I say in a recent column in WorldNet Daily, for reasons we can explain. But go ahead, Al.
Oh, go ahead. How is the media losing its mind?
Well, what most people don't recognize is, yes, we know that the establishment media wanted Hillary to win. The establishment media is made up almost entirely of people who have a globalist agenda, who want open borders into the U.S. In fact, their politics really are that borders should be erased. As the deputy head of the Democratic Party itself has said in recent days, in fact, he even has a T-shirt that says it, "No yo creo en fronteras." I don't believe in frontiers or borders. If we don't have borders, we don't have a nation. If we don't have a nation, then who in fact governs us? And the ideal for progressives is that a global government will govern us. This is the same thing that's going on in the European Union. The European Union was in fact founded by a man, a very strange and peculiar man that I write about with Craig Smith in our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, who believed that it was just terrible that twice in his century, in the 20th century, the world was torn apart by war among the European nations. And what he found appalling about that, why he felt that Europe should be turned into just one giant country with no nations really in it anymore at all, is that we could not tolerate democracy. Jean Monnet was his name. He was a French intellectual. And Jean Monnet's attitude was Adolf Hitler was democratically elected. You may hate him, but I mean the voters actually picked him. They
yep.
picked him because the alternative was the great dictatorship that had been established, known as the Weimar Republic at the end of World War I. The Weimar Republic was socialist. Mm-hmm. The Weimar Republic, to give you an idea, they practiced a wide range of the kind of sexual and moral behavior we saw under the Obama administration. They had the first sex change operations under Weimar. Weimar was a very odd and peculiar institution, and so we wound up in the streets with National Socialists facing off against International Socialists who identified with Weimar or the Soviet Union, mostly Union Socialists. You had thug wars between those two kinds of socialists, and the only thing that the Nazis offered the people for an election other than what was being offered by Weimar politics was they at least would defend you from the Soviet Union. They at least would kill the communists for you. And so the people had this horrible choice between two kinds of socialism, both of which were evil to the nth degree. But in Weimar, well, have you ever seen the movie Cabaret with Liza Minnelli?
Of course I have.
A very interesting movie.
Here's a very good time to take a break.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Okay, here we are back with Lowell Ponte. Lowell is a veteran of the radio, airwaves, television also, if I'm not mistaken. He's written a number of books along with a co-author who he works with very frequently. I want to start, first of all, Lowell, before we get back into politics, which I love talking about, I want to talk a little bit about your latest book.
Oh, my latest book, co-authored with Craig Smith. This is our seventh together. Craig, you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. Mm-hmm. He is a monetary expert. Our latest book is called Money, Morality, and the Machine, and the essence of which is how we got the politics we're in today, particularly in the European Union, and where we're going with it, the kind of science fiction future we're headed into, and, of course, the 19 different traps that the government, particularly under the Obama administration, set for us, one of which is really quite ominous. I think we may have touched on it already, and that is the trap that says, we have built a wall around the United States while you weren't looking. It isn't the wall that Donald Trump proposed to stop illegal immigrants from swarming into the country. It is a wall designed to stop emigrants, with an E, from getting out of the country, which is to say it's okay if illegals come in order to put their hand in your pocket and collect welfare benefits for your taxes, but it's not okay if you're a major taxpayer and you try to get out. The government will move heaven and earth now to stop you from doing that, and one of the ways they'll do that is the IRS has been given the authority to, by pushing a single button on a single computer, turn off your passport.
Yep.
So that you are basically subject to what we might call household arrest here in the United States. You will not be able to flee, if you're a rich person, to that wonderful estate you spent $10 million to build down in New Zealand. The government will say, we think you owe $10 million in back taxes. We can't prove it, but then the burden of proof is on you to prove that you don't owe it under our system, and therefore you either pay us now or we'll just keep you from being able to flee as the country disintegrates. What do you want to do? And they figure a whole lot of people can be shaken down pretty easily by that. Now, currently, they do that if they claim that you owe $50,000 in taxes. But that can change. They can reduce that to $1,000 anytime they want. And they can make the standards as loose as they want. And it's based entirely on the IRS accusation, not on any court case being proven against you.
You know, I got to tell you, there are a lot of terrifying things going on in our country right now. My hot button right now, quite frankly, I have had my situations with the IRS, and I fortunately came out just fine. But having said that,
because you make all that money.
I don't make all that money, Lowell. But anyway, having said that, I'm not living in Oceanside or just south of Oceanside, man. Anyway, having said that, this is what I want to say is that what really bothers me a lot, there are so many things facing the United States right now, but the fact that the Democratic Party now is called the Democrat Socialist Party, if I'm not mistaken, or something like that, and you have people in power, Lowell, who are quite frankly totally incompetent. I mean, let's take Maxine Waters. We've talked about her before. And let's take this gal from New York, Ms. Ortiz. She is scary to me, and it's scary to me how it would appear initially, anyway, that the Democrat Socialist Party is embracing her with open arms. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm, of course, appalled, but we've had the progressive coalition of the Progressive Caucus in Congress for a long time, 50, 60, 70 U.S. Congress members, and they have for decades been affiliated more or less openly with the Democratic Socialists of America. Most of them, of course, come from very safe gerrymandered districts where they can't lose an election.
Sure.
But they use that position to simply demand more and more social and welfare benefits of every kind. And so Republicans find themselves in a position Newt Gingrich used to talk about as GOP leader, and that is, how can you run against Santa Claus? How can you run against... See, what we've done is we used to have a very logical system when the founders set the United States up, and that is those who pay the taxes are the ones who vote.
Not anymore.
And therefore, if you're going to have the government give anyone benefits, those benefits have to come out of the taxes that you're paying, that the voters are paying. People who do not pay taxes, who do not own property and so on, simply do not have an effective vote. What we've changed to is a system where half the people pay no direct taxes at all. Think about that. You have half the population who regards the government simply as a giant goodie dispensing machine of freebies. And therefore, if you say to them, well, if you're very good, we'll cut your taxes or we'll make it easier for you to work, they will look at you and snort and say, A, we don't pay taxes anyway, and B, we don't work anyway. In fact, one of the major items in the Democrat agenda is now what they call universal income. Or universal basic income, or the government will pay everybody between $10,000 and $15,000 a year for nothing. Literally, money for nothing. And it won't matter if you make an income or you don't make an income. They'll include everybody in it, because once you set up a system that way, as they did with Social Security, when they don't means test it, then almost everybody feels they don't want to lose it once the checks start coming. And so it's locked in immediately.
You know, Lowell, I guess I have to say one thing. Welcome to the land of California. I mean, I understand now in order to vote, you don't even need verifiable information on, you know, to present at the voting booth. All you have to do is say, no, I'm okay. I've lived here all my life, blah, 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 blah. Welcome to Jerry Brownsville.
Well, in California, where I dwell, and I'm a native Californian,
mm-hmm.
You have one-third of all the welfare recipients in the entire United States. You have one-quarter of all the illegal aliens in the United States. If you go down as an illegal alien to the Department of Motor Vehicles to get a driver's license, you will be automatically registered to vote.
Correct.
And that started on April 1st, April Fool's Day of this year. And it was done under a provision where you don't actually attest by accepting the right to vote that you are a U.S. citizen. All you attest to in California law is that you are a resident. And therefore, even if you're caught voting, you cannot be criminally prosecuted for that because you never claimed to be a citizen. And yet they make it as easy as possible for you to vote. Of course, it could be worse. You could live in Oregon, for instance, where all the voting is done by mail. Now, why object to that? You want your vote, whether it's counted or not, to be handled in that process by a member of the letter carriers union sworn to and contributing to the Democratic Party.
Exactly.
And that person can decide whether your vote gets delivered and counted or not. Is that what you want in democracy? Well, that's what we're coming to. And, of course, the Democrats have been pushing very hard to have votes for felons. Now, I have said to them, and I've debated for 25, 30 years in the media, that when they say, oh, but he's paid his debt to society, he should get his rights back, I smile at them and say, well, I'm glad you favor giving felons back their right to keep and bear arms.
Yeah.
And suddenly they say, oh, no, not that right. Only the right to vote for Democrats.
Right.
They also want to let the mentally impaired vote, including people with severe Alzheimer's. They won't let you own a gun, you understand. Even if you can't figure out paperwork as a Social Security recipient, they'll take your right to keep and bear arms away, as Barack Obama was doing. But if you're mentally impaired and you're just sitting as a vegetable in a wheelchair, you will be allowed to have a mail-in ballot, and that mail-in ballot will be filled out by the government social workers who are there caring for you.
Lowell Ponte, you have the final word, sir.
Yeah, for those who would like an absolutely free gift, postpaid, will not cost you a penny, our latest book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, that we touched on, you can get completely free, will not cost a thing, we'll pay the postage and everything, if you just call a toll-free number today, 800-630-1492. That's 1-800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And it's a great pleasure to talk to you, Al.
Pleasure. Thank you, Lowell. We're going to get you back for sure, my man.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BEREKEY. We'll be right back.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.